नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयत्मुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 48। ग्रेट।
बलिश्चो शनसा स्पृष्टा प्रत्यापन्नेन्द्रिय स्मृतिः प्रजापितोऽपि नाखिद्यल् लोकतत्त्वाविचक्षणः।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। बलि ही महाराज बलि च ऑल्सो उस नाशः बाय शुक्राचार्य स्पृष्टः बीइंग टच्ड प्रत्यापन्नः वाज ब्रॉट बैक इंद्रियः स्मृतिः realization of the actions of senses and memory parajitah he was defeated api although na akhidyat he did not lament loka tattva vichakshanah because he was very experienced in universal affairs. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaj was very experienced in universal affairs. When he regained his senses and memory by the grace of Shukracharya, he could understand everything that had happened. Therefore, although he had been defeated, he did not lament. Purport. It is significant that Bali Maharaj is here said to be very experienced. Although defeated, he was not at all sorry, for he knew that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he was a devotee, he accepted his defeat without lamentation. As stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavad Gita, Karmanne vadhikaraste mahafaleshu kadachanah. Everyone in Krishna consciousness should execute his duty without regard for victory or defeat. One must execute his duty as ordered by Krishna or his representative, the spiritual master. Anukulyane Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. In first class devotional service, one always abides by the orders and will of Krishna. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 8th canto, 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Indra Annihilates the Demons.
जन्मादियस्य यतन्वयादितरतस् चार्तेषु भिज्ञस्वराट् तेन ब्रह्महृदयादिकवये मूयन्ति यत्सूरया तेजो वारिमृदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परम धीमहि धर्मा प्रोजित कैतवत्र परमो నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపోత్రయన మూలనం శ్రీమత్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వర సద్యో హృదయ వరుద్ధ అత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిస్తక్షణాత్ నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకా. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనం శలాకయా చక్షురుణ్మీలతం జేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారినం. నమోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతస్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నిత్యానందమహం నమమి సర్వానందకరం పరం హరినామాప్రదం దేవం అవధూతా శిరోమణిం ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమాంబ దివ్య చ విసుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమ రసా ప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరతిష్వే నమః. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
Thereafter, Indra released himself from the cage of the network of arrows, appearing with his chariot, flag, horses and chariot driver, and thus pleasing the sky, the earth and all directions. He shone effulgently like the sun at the end of the night. Indra was bright and beautiful in the vision of everyone. When Indra, who is known as Vajradhar, the carrier of the thunderbolt, saw his own soldiers so oppressed by the enemies on the battlefield, he became very angry. Thus, he took up his thunderbolt to kill the enemies. O King Parikshit, King Indra used his thunderbolt to cut off the heads of the both Bala and Paka in the presence of all the relatives and followers. In this way, he created a very fearful atmosphere on the battlefield. O King, when Namuchi, another demon, saw the killing of both Bala and Paka, he was full of grief and lamentation. Thus he angrily made a great attempt to kill Indra. Being angry and roaring like a lion, the demon Namuchi took up a steel spear which was bound with bells and decorated with ornaments of gold. He loudly cried, "Now you are killed." Thus, coming before Indra to kill him, Namuchi released his weapon. O King, when Indra, King of Heaven, saw this very powerful spear falling from the ground like a blazing meteor, he immediately cut into pieces with his arrows. Then, being very angry, he struck Namuchi's shoulder with his thunderbolt to cut off Namuchi's head. Although King Indra hurled his thunderbolt at Namuchi with great force, it could not even pierce his skin. It is very wonderful that the famed thunderbolt that had pierced the body of Vritrasura could not even slightly injure the skin of Namuchi's neck. When Indra saw the thunderbolt return from the enemy, he was very much afraid. He began to wonder whether this had happened because of some miraculous superior power. Indra thought, formerly, when many mountains flying in the sky with wings and would fall to the ground and kill people, I cut their wings with the same thunderbolt. Vritrasur was the essence of the austerities undergone by Tvastra. Yet the thunderbolt killed him. Indeed, Not only he, but also many other stalwart heroes who were skin, whose very skin would not be injured even by all kinds of weapons were killed by the same thunderbolt. But now, although the same thunderbolt has been released against a less important demon, it was been ineffectual. Therefore, although it was as good as Brahmastra, it was now become useless like an ordinary rod. I shall therefore hold in it no longer. Shukdev Goswami continued, while the morose Indra was lamenting in this way, an ominous, unembodied voice said from the sky, this demon Namuchi is not been annihilated by anything dry or moist. The voice also said, O Indra, because I have given this demon the benediction that will never be killed by any weapon that is dry or moist, you have to think of another way to kill him. After hearing the ominous voice, Indra with great attention began to meditate on how to kill the demon. When he saw that foam would be the means, for it is neither moist nor dry. Thus Indra, the king of heaven, severed Namuchi's head with a weapon of foam which was neither dry nor moist. Then all the sages satisfied Indra, the exalted personality, by showering flowers and garlands upon him, almost covering him. Vishwavasu and Paravasu, the two chief of the Gandharvas, sang in great happiness. The kettle drums of the demigods sounded and the apsaras danced in jubilation. Vayu, Agni, Varuna and other demigods began killing the demons who opposed them, just as lions kill deer in the forest. O king, when Brahma saw the imminent total annihilation of the demons, he sent a message with Narada, who went before the demigods to make them stop fighting. The great sage Narada said, all of you demigods are protected by the arms of Narayan, the supreme personality of Godhead, and by his grace you have gotten the nectar. By the grace of the goddess of fortune, you are glorious in every way. Therefore, please stop this fighting. Shukdev Goswami said, accepting the words of Narada, the demigods gave up their anger and stopped fighting. Being praised by their followers, they returned to their heavenly planets. Following the order of Narad Muni, whatever demons remained in the battlefield took Bali Maharaj, who was in precarious condition, to the hill known as Ashtagiri. There on the hill, Shukracharya brought to life all the dead demonic soldiers who had not lost their heads, trunks and limbs. He achieved this by his own mantra known as Sanjeevani. Bali Maharaj was very experienced in universal affair. When he regained his senses and memory by the grace of Shukracharya, he could understand everything that had happened. Therefore, although he had been defeated, he did not lament. Thank you. So before we could come to today's verse, we would like to summarize the entire pastimes of churning of the milk. And then we'll come gradually to this verse and we'll try to understand the glories of Bali Maharaj. How Bali Maharaj is glorious, how is a Mahabhagavat? Of all these fights, amongst all these fights, why he's been celebrated as one of the Mahabhagavatas? So we'll try to understand that. So this is the summary of the today's class. So I wish to seek your blessings for beginning the class. So as Shukadeva Goswami, he was describing about the various incarnations of the Lord and the various pastimes of the devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. He described about Lord Ajita. And he described how Lord Ajita helped the demons and the demigods both to perform a common endeavor, which is called as the churning of the ocean of milk. So when Maharaj Parikshit heard that, how is that possible? That demons and demigods together, they did some, we have only heard that they are always fighting like cats and dogs. And now we are hearing that they have been working together. So I would like to hear about this more. So Maharaj Parikshit requested Shukadeva Goswami to please elaborate on those pastimes. Many times Shukadeva Goswami, what he used to do? He used to summarize the entire pastimes in one or two verses and then he used to move ahead. And then to check if Maharaj Parikshit is greedy to hear about more Krishna Katha, he used to do that. So then Maharaj Parikshit used to inquire, oh Gurudev, please tell me something more about that.
So this used to give pleasure to Shukadeva Goswami, and then he used to speak. Because when Srimad Bhagavatam was being spoken, there are lots of questions put followed by Maharaj Parikshit. And it was not only for his benefit, but it was beneficial for the entire world. All of us, we are getting this Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of Maharaj Parikshit. And he has helped us clear all our doubts. He has asked so many questions in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we carefully hear Srimad Bhagavatam, if we carefully read Srimad Bhagavatam, we will be able to completely remove all our doubts. When the doubts are removed, we will be able to develop unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord. We will be develop unflinching faith in Bhakti, Bhakta and Bhagavan. So Maharaj Parikshit's inquiries are very genuine, and it helps us to clear all our doubts. So Maharaj Parikshit, when he inquired, so Shukadeva Goswami began to narrate this pastimes. He said that once Durvasa Rishi was coming from Vaikuntha. And when he was coming from Vaikuntha, he was garlanded with the Lord's Mahaprasad. He had a garland of Lord's Mahaprasad. And he saw Indra. While coming across, he came across Indra. And certainly, Indra is inferior to him because Durvasa Rishi is superior. So Indra took out his Durvasa Rishi took out his garland and put it on Indra. Indra was on still on Airavat. So Indra, he thought to himself that what is this Rishi doing? Why is he offering his garland to me? I am a superior person. I am the controller of the three worlds, and this Rishi, what he thinks of himself, he is offering his Mahaprasad to me. He took out that and gave it to his elephant Airavat. And Airavat is elephant. What will he know? What is Mahaprasad and what is Mahaprasad? So he just put it under his feet and it crushed it. But Indra realized it later that who was he dealing with? He was dealing with one and only one, Durvasa Rishi, who is very easily pleased and very easily disturbed. And he certainly, by this act, anybody might get disturbed, and Durvasa Rishi got disturbed, and he cursed him that you will become a very poor person. So this is the nature of the demigods. Previously also, Indra, he disrespected Brahaspati, and because of which the demons attacked him, and then he went to Brahma, he took shelter of Vishwarupa, he got Narayan Kavach from Vishwarupa, he got his kingdom back, but then he killed Vishwarupa again. So all these things, Indra has been doing these mistakes again and again. But this is a symptom of a Karma Mishra Bhakta, that although he is a devotee and we have to respect him, but we have to learn from Indra's life. That if we are attached to the material opulence, if we disrespect sadhus, if we disrespect sages, then the life of Indra is what is going to happen with us. We are also, will be always in anxiety. We will be always want to secure our post, our positions in this material world. And because of which, we will always be in anxiety and we won't be able to perform Krishna consciousness nicely. That is why these incidences of Indra are kept in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we as devotees can get lessons from the life of Indra, and we can try and we can aspire for practicing pure devotional service. That is why all these incidents are kept here. So when demigods, when Indra was given this curse, that means all the demigods together got this curse. And immediately the demons, they attacked the kingdom of the Indra. And then whenever Indra is in trouble, Indriyari Vyakalam Loke, whenever Indra is in trouble, what does he do? He takes shelter of Krishna. Whenever devotees are in, so there are kind of devotees, when they are in trouble, they take off Krishna very, they take the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly in their life. Otherwise, when the problem is solved, the life is very easy. So Indra is like that. And as soon as the trouble was there, he went to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji took him to Shuradakshai, Vishnu's place, the ocean of milk. And there they offer lots of prayers to the Lord. And when suddenly when the Lord, when personality like Indra, Lord Shiva, Brahma are there, certainly the Lord will be pleased. And the Lord manifested himself in front of all of them. And certainly Indra was expecting something, that Lord will do something. But Lord, he is very tricky. He is very, very tricky. When previously when Indra went to with a request to the Supreme Lord that, oh my dear Lord, please kill Vritrasur. He was praying that please take a special incarnation and kill this Vritrasur. So Lord told, no, no, no. You have to kill Vritrasur. And the Indra said, I cannot kill Vritrasur. He is so powerful. Then Lord purposely sent him to Dadichi Rishi. And Indra had previously offended Dadichi Rishi also. So Indra has to go through all these troubles. So here also he is expecting something from the Supreme Lord, that Supreme Lord will do something. And what is Supreme Lord saying? He is saying that, okay, what do you do? You go with a peace proposal to the demons and tell them that let us together do a special sacrifice. Let us come together and do the churning of the ocean of milk. And Indra was very surprised, but what to do? He has no options. He accepted. Then he went to Bali Maharaj and he informed Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, understanding this as the will of the Lord, Bali Maharaj had no problem because he was a devotee and all the demons were under him. So they very happily agreed with this proposal. So then they together lifted the Mandrachal mountain. Big Mandrachal mountain is not small mountain, big mountain. And they were bringing to the ocean of milk. And while that endeavor was made, that Mandrachal mountain fell on the demons and the demigods both, and killed so many demons and so many demigods. Then all of them, they requested the Supreme Lord. Then the Supreme Lord came on Garuda and he lifted very easily Mandrachal mountain and he put it in the middle of the sea. And he requested the demons and the demigods that now you start your business. And then Garuda left because Vasuki was going to be the rope. So Supreme Lord indicated Garuda, now you should leave. Otherwise Vasuki will not come. So Vasuki came and all the demons and the demigods, they started churning. And the Lord also told them that don't get excited because so many things are going to come out. You are already behind so much in sense enjoyment, and now so many things will come out from this churning. So don't get bewildered. Accept only that which is useful for your service. So that is what the Lord indicated to them. And then first thing which came out from there was a poison. And as instructed by the Lord, Lord Shiva, he drank that poison. And then that's why Lord Shiva is called as Nilakanta, because he drank it, but it kept it in his throat. That's why he is called as Nilakanta. He is glorified by that name throughout the world. And after that, the churning began, and then so many things started coming out. Initially, the Surbhi cow came, and the sages took it. Then the horse came, Bali Maharaj took it. Then Airavata elephant came from that churning and Indra immediately grabbed it. And Kostubha gem came out, and Lord said, Baba, I am also helping, so I should also get something. So Lord also took his share, Kostubha gem. Then lots of apsaras came, Parijata flowers came, so many things came. And then Lakshmiji herself came from that churning of the ocean. And when she came out, then the demons were very lusty and they all wanted to have her as their wife. But the demigods, they understanding that, demigods understood that she is our Lakshmi, she is our mother. So they were in a Vatsalya mood. But this Lakshmi ji, she went across all the great personalities who were assembled there. And then he said that none of you are qualified to become my husband. So there is only one qualified person, that is Lord Vishnu. So she went and garlanded Lord Vishnu. But she also said that there is one problem with Vishnu also. Everybody said, what? There is some problem with Vishnu. What is that? And he said that he is not interested in me. Householder life means the husband also has to be interested in wife. And the wife also has to be interested in husband. But here he is Atmaram. He is not interested in anybody. So he is not interested in me. But anyways, he is the best person to become my husband. So then came the nectar, which everybody was looking for. Then Dhanvantari came out with a big pot of nectar. And as soon as the nectar came out, immediately the demons came and they grabbed this nectar pot from Dhanvantari's hands. As if they are very expert in football or volleyball, I don't know. They just grabbed it from their hands so swiftly that demigods did not realize what happened. And then the demigods took shelter of the Lord again. And they said, Lord, if the nectar goes and the demons drink it, we will be never be able to conquer them. So then the Lord, he assumed the form of Mohini. And as soon as the Lord came as Mohini Murti, everybody was bewildered. Everybody was bewildered. They were so much attracted to Mohini that the Mohini told them that you give this nectar to me and I will help you drink it. And they were so lusty that everybody, all the demons, they wanted to marry her immediately. Love at first sight. Everybody wanted to marry her. And then Mohini, she tricked all of them. She spoke very nicely. She spoke very swift, very, very lovingly, very affectionately, that all the demons, they fell for her words. And she said that, let me first pacify this demigod, then I will come to you. And the demons, they said, you do whatever you like. Just you want to give the entire nectar to the demigods, you can give them, but you should come to us. You are the biggest nectar for us. We are not interested in nectar anymore. You can give everything to them, but you should come to us. And Mohini said, okay, no problem. So she gave, while she was feeding the whole nectar to the demigods, one demon, Rahu, he came and sat between sun and the moon. And he drank. But understanding this as a cheating, the demigods requested the Lord, please kill him. So the Supreme Lord, he tried killing Rahu with his Sudarshan Chakra, but the lower part of the body was annihilated, but his upper part, because it has already drank the nectar, it was still there. It was alive. So later on, when the demigods understood that, when the Sudarshan Chakra came out, then they understood that Mohini is no other than Lord Vishnu himself, and they understood that this was a whole cheating business done by the demigods and Vishnu. So everybody decided, let us attack all the demigods now. So they had a severe fight between the demigods and the demons. There are so many fights in the history of in our scriptures, but one of the fights which is very famous is Devasura Sangram, and this is what happened here. And all the from both the sides, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu himself fought, and all the demigods fought with their equal powerful demons. They fought for a long, long time. And there was a time when Indra was fighting with Bali. And Indra had this power of Vajra, which was actually the power of Dadichi Rishi, because he chanted Narayan Kavaj. So Indra took out this Vajra and he killed Bali. And when Indra killed Bali, Bali's friend, which was Jambasur, he was very disturbed. He was very annoyed. How dare he killed Bali Maharaj? So Jambasur fought very bravely. But ultimately he was also killed, because his Indra, he had a very powerful weapon, Vajra. So it was like Brahmastra. It could kill anybody in the whole universe. So that was the situation. And then later on, when that happened, Narada interfered, and Narada told some of the other associates that now you get involved in the battle and doing this and these things, and you try to chastise Indra or kill Indra. So Namuchi, Bala and Paka, they arrived and they attacked Indra very severely. And Indra's chariot had 1,000 horses.
So all of them, they covered, all of them, they fought in such a way with Indra that entire army of the demigods and the Indra himself was covered completely. So much so that all the demigods, all the sages, they thought that Indra is finished. Then with the help of this Vajra, he came out so strongly and so powerfully that everybody started glorifying, and he killed this Bala and Paka. So with that same Vajra, he tried to kill Namuchi. But Namuchi, when he threw Vajra at Namuchi, it entered and came to him and it went back. So Indra was surprised. He said, "My God, what has happened? Never in my life I could have thought that Vajra will come back like this. Baba, this Vajra is so powerful. It has the benediction of the Supreme Lord. And it has been made by the bones of Dadiji Rishi, which have been perfected by Narayan Kavach. So how can this weapon be a failure?" So this was in Indra's mind. He was thinking. At that time, Brahma, he came in the sky and he, without his prayer, he was invisible, and he said that, "Indra, I have given him a boon that he cannot be killed by any weapon like this. You have to use a special weapon which is neither dry neither moist." So Indra, he thought of a foam weapon, and he used a foam weapon and he killed this Namuchi. And as soon as Namuchi was killed, Indra was glorified again. So when this was happening, again the demons, again the demigods, they all started killing the demons. And Brahmaji is sitting in his abode, he was very disturbed. I think, sir, this is too much. A fight can go on for a certain time, but not that all the demons should get annihilated, because there are some good demons also. And already Bali is dead. Bali is dead. He is one of the greatest of the devotees. Brahma knew. So immediately Brahmaji sent Narad Muni. He said, "Narad Muni, go and stop this battle." Narad Muni is very expert with everything. And demigods, they have faith in Narada's instructions. Previously also, when Indra, he tried to kidnap Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad, with a desire to kill Prahlad in the womb of the Kayadu itself. That time Narada interfered and told that, my dear Indra, my dear demigods, you have no power to kill this Mahabhagavat Prahlad. He is such a great powerful personality that what about you, even Brahma, even Lord Shiva cannot kill him. Because he is a pure Angala devotee of the Lord, he is protected by the Supreme Lord at all the time. So forget about it. So just you can take his blessings and you can go. So they heard the instructions of Narad Muni and they followed. So they did parikrama of that Kayadu, understanding and offering obeisance to Prahlad Maharaj in the womb, the demigods circumambulated his mother. So here, when Narad Muni came to instruct the demigods and the demons that stop fighting. Because you have mercy of Narayana, you have mercy of the goddess of fortune. What do you want more in your life? Just stop fighting. This is what Brahmaji wants. So immediately the demigods, they got pacified and they stopped fighting. Now, the leader of the demons, Bali, was dead. So immediately, all the demons who were left, they took all the dead bodies. Even on the battlefield, when after the war is over, the other soldiers, they come and they take the soldiers who are injured and they hospitalize them, and then the treatment is given to them. Similarly, they took Bali to Shukracharya, and Shukracharya was not an ordinary Brahmana. He was Shukracharya. He was very powerful. He had a science called as Sanjivani, by which he could bring any person back to life. And remembering his service, remembering the services of Bali which he rendered previously, Shukracharya felt very compassionate, and Shukracharya brought Bali back to life. And as soon as Bali came back to life, he was a devotee of the Lord. He did not lament. This is today's verse, that he did not lament. And let us try to understand the qualities of Bali Maharaj. This is the subject matter of today's class, but to help us understand the overview, help us understand the background. I gave this overview. So, now, when Bali Maharaj regained consciousness, he came back to his senses, he got his memory back by the grace of Shukracharya. He was very peaceful and he understood that everything what has happened by the will of the Supreme Lord. So now, since Bali was a devotee, he accepted everything without lamentation. Because devotees are not attached to the results. Devotees are doing their duty. Karmanya vadhi karaste mahaphaleshu gadachan. Devotees are not attached to the results. So Bali was not attached to the results. He was only doing his duty as a demon, and he was only, because he was born in the family of demon, he was siding from the side of demons. And Bali was a very experienced person in terms of knowledge about the transcendental. He had the understanding about the transcendental religious principle, the Bhagavad Dharma also. And Bali Maharaj was a very charitable person. He used to serve Brahmanas very much. And because of that, he has received this mercy of Shukracharya and he came back to life. That's why we should always be serving. We should always be very humble and serving the sadhus and the brahmanas. And we should always try to get their blessings. But because we never know what situation we can come in, and we will need their blessings, we will need their help. That's why we as devotees, as practicing devotees, as practicing sadhakas, we should always be very careful in dealing with other Vaishnavas, with superiors. We should always be very humble. We should always be very, very sincere. And we should seek their blessings for our Krishna consciousness. So, now, to help us understand how Lord has been very merciful to Bali Maharaj, I wish to take you to Mahabharata. When the Mahabharata war was when the Mahabharata war was over, at that time Yudhishthir Maharaj was lamenting. Yudhishthir Maharaj expressed no interest in accepting the kingdom. At that time, Vedavyas started to explaining things to him. Dhome Rishi started explaining things to Yudhishthira Maharaj that you should accept the kingdom, you should accept the kingdom. Then Lord Krishna himself, he was inspiring Yudhishthira Maharaj that you should accept the kingdom. But Yudhishthira Maharaj was not interested. Now imagine that personality like Lord Shri Krishna is trying to explain something to someone and he is not able to understand. Is it possible? But here you can see that Lord Krishna was trying to explain something to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was not able to understand. He was not accepting his instructions. Why? Because the Lord residing in the heart of Yudhishthira Maharaj was not allowing him to accept that. Why? Because there was a time, because the time had come now to glorify Bhishma Pitamaha. Because the world saw that Bhishma Pitamaha sided on the side of Kauravas. He was on the side of Kauravas. People thought that he was following Adharma. But to establish the glories of Bhishma Pitamaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead did this trick. What did he do? He bewildered Yudhishthir. And then finally he told that, okay, you don't accept my words, you don't accept the words of which Vedavyas, who has written thousands of scriptures. So will you accept Bhishma Pitamaha's words? And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, yes, why not? I will accept whatever Bhishma says, I will do it. So then everybody went to Bhishma, and then Bhishma glorified Lord Krishna, and everybody understood the glories of Bhishma Pitamaha. So similarly, here also, now the war was over, and Indra and everybody was thinking that Bali is an ordinary person, right? So to establish the glories of Bali all over the world, what did he do? He became as Vamana. Lord Krishna himself became as Vamana, and then he went as a beggar Brahmana in the assembly of Bali. And then Bali Bali completely surrendered himself to the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadev. So this was the arrangement of the Supreme Lord to glorify Bali Maharaj. Now Shukracharya, he instructed Bali Maharaj to not give anything to Lord Vishnu. But he rejected the orders of Shukracharya and offered everything to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So this to display this quality of Atma Nivedanam in Bali Maharaj, the Supreme Lord made this arrangement that he himself went as a Vamana and he begged 3 steps of land from Bali. So this was the similar arrangement which Lord Krishna did for Bhishma. To glorify Bhishma, he tricked Yudhishthira Maharaj. Similarly here also, to glorify Bali Maharaj, the Lord himself came as Vamana. So Bali Maharaj, now let us try to understand the fortune of Bali Maharaj. Why is he, how did he attain this perfection? Now Bali Maharaj was blessed by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's son was Virochan and Virochan's son was Bali Maharaj. And he was therefore a pure devotee born in a demon family. And we need to understand that there are 2 kinds of highly elevated devotees. One are the sadhana siddhas and one are the kripa siddhas. Sadhana siddhas are those devotees who become a devotee by regularly executing devotional service by following the scriptures and following the directions of the spiritual master. And by doing it for a long, long time, they become perfect and they become sadhana siddha. But then there is another category which is called as kripa siddha. The examples of kripa siddhas are Yajna Patnis and Bali Maharaj. This is what is explained in the commentaries of the Vaishnava Acharyas. Yajna Patnis, they were very ordinary wives of the Brahmanas who were engaged in fruitive activities. The Brahmanas were ordinary, they are not devotees. But the wives of the Brahmanas, they attained perfection by the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. Similarly, Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochan, he received the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. Because he received the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, he also received the mercy of the Supreme Lord himself. So much so that the Lord appeared as a beggar in front of Bali Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So here Prahlad Maharaj, he planted the seed of devotional service in the heart of Bali. And when the seed developed, he achieved the ultimate fruit of devotional service, namely love of Godhead, Prema Pumarto Mahan. when Lord Vamandev, when he came in that assembly, Bali Maharaj attained the perfection of his devotion, which is darshan of the Lord, and he attained the prema of the Lord. So Bali Maharaj regularly maintained devotion in his heart. This is very important. Because of that, he was purified completely. Because of the constant being involved in the devotional activities, he was purified. So Bali Maharaj is thus understood to be an unalloyed devotee of the Lord, and he gave everything to the Supreme Lord. Everything. When the Lord asked for it, he gave everything. He did not keep any possession. So this is the, he perfected his life by giving everything to Lord Shri Krishna. That's why Rupa Goswami, he says, Sarvas Atma Nivedane Balir. That's why it is said that Bali Maharaj perfected his life by giving Sarvasva, by giving everything of his to Lord Shri Vishnu. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes, we will. Try to understand that Shukracharya is not an ordinary Brahmana. And it is Lord's desire that he should possess this power, Sanjeevani. So, it is not that everybody dies, Shukracharya is to bring back to life. In this way, Shukracharya will stop all the deaths and the Yamaloka will be empty. It is not like that. It is the Lord who indicates Shukracharya that bring back Bali to life. So Lord, he is residing in the heart of Shukracharya. And also although he is the guru of the demons, but also he is very dear to the Lord also. So whenever the Lord wants to do something, he indicates that to Shukracharya, and then Shukracharya executes that. So not all the time such things happen that Shukracharya brings everybody back to life. On very special occasions, Shukracharya, because he knew that Bali is not an ordinary person. Bali is a great devotee of the Lord. And he understood the Lord wanted that Bali should still remain. Because in the future, Vaman is going to come. And he's going to become an associate of Vamandev. Till today, Bali Maharaj is staying in Sutala Loka. And who is guarding his Sutala Loka? Lord Vamana himself. And who is staying with him? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj with his one form is staying in the Vaikuntha Loka, and with another form, Prahlad Maharaj is staying with Lord Vamana Dev and Bali Maharaj in Sutala Loka. So Bali Maharaj knew that. Shukracharya knew that he is a great devotee of the Lord. So understanding that this is the will of the Lord, Shukracharya brought him to life. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. One of the demons? One of the demons, there are so many demons in the family of, so many demons were there in the family of Bali Maharaj. So one of them were this Bali, Bala, Paka and Namuchi. So many others were there. So one of... Now try to understand that Shukdev Goswami is explaining this to Maharaj Parikshit. So he tried his... We have to understand that so many things in Srimad Bhagavatam are in a very short, concise form. Because Maharaj Parikshit had only 7 days with him. And still Shukdev Goswami tried his best to speak everything possible, which was helpful for Parikshit Maharaj and also for us. So certainly if he had a lot of time, then he could have described this Devasura Sangram in a long, long time, then in detail. But whatever Shukdev Goswami was seeing in his meditation, Nila Spurti, he was speaking all those things. So he saw in his meditation, he saw Nama and this Bala and Paka, they came, so he recited their names, that they were there. So now every demon has a past, Mataji. Every demon has a past. So certainly they could have been something. So that we have to search in Puranas and Itihasas everywhere. Everybody has a past. Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji. When Indra and Vritrasura were fighting, our acharyas, they comment that Vritrasura, although he was an asura, but he was a sura, because he was devotee of the Lord, another devotee of the Lord. And Indra, although he is a demon, although he is a demigod, but he was an asura. The acharyas write like that. Try to understand the acharyas. They are expressing their mood in such a way that Indra, understanding that Vritrasura is a Mahabhagavat, he was fighting against him. Now if we come to know that, let us take our life, if we come to know that somebody else is a highly elevated Mahabhagavat, pure elevated soul, will we ever desire to kill him? No. So, but Indra, even after knowing this, he still had the desire to kill a Mahabhagavat personality and then he should rule the whole world. And Dhritarashtra also told Indra that you kill me and I will attend the Supreme Lord's Vaikuntha abode and you will rot here in this material world. So this is what you desire and you will get that. So if we want to understand whose position was better, certainly Vritrasura's position was better, and here Bali's position was better. Because when Indra and Bali Maharaj were fighting, Indra wanted to be victorious. But Bali Maharaj was not fighting to be victorious, he was only doing his duty. Because he was very well situated in the transcendental knowledge. He had very well good understanding of the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. So he was only fighting for the sake of fighting and he was not attached to the result. So certainly the Bali Maharaj was glorious. And to establish his glories, the Lord came as Vamana and he begged. The Lord, who is the Supreme Lord Hari, who is the master of the three worlds, he came and begged from Bali Maharaj. Imagine, Vamana is the brother of who? Indra, but who, with whom is he staying with? Bali, in Sutal Loka. The same reason why Bhishma is there on the side of, why is Bhishma on the side of, on the side of Kauravas? Because when there is a fight, then to enjoy the virya ras, there has to be equal and powerful men on both sides. So in front of Lord and in front of Arjuna and everybody, this Kauravas were nothing. And also the Lord will not, if Bhishma was not there, what was the battle? It was a 1 or 2 days job for Arjuna. 1 day's job. Even with Bhishma, he finished while in Virat, while fighting as a, on behalf of the king of Virat, he defeated everybody in one day itself. So to have this rasa, the Lord's desire was that Bhishma should side on the side of the Kauravas. So similarly, here also there are great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and great devotees like Bali Maharaj. They come in the family of demons for this reason also, and also so that they can give some instruction to the other demons and help them come to the platform of devotional service. Make an attempt. Because the demons will never hear the instructions of the demigods. They will always hear the instructions of the demons. So that's why the Lord made an arrangement that his devotees are born in the family of demons, so that if there are demons, should also get an opportunity to understand Krishna and surrender to him. That's why these demons are born in the family of great devotees are born in the family of the demons, so that they can be instructed in the science of Krishna consciousness, just like Prahlad Maharaj instructed his friends in Gurukul. Okay. Any other question? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Gaurabhakta Vrindaki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya.